The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, offering you a better night's sleep. What are you waiting for? Todd and I are here to tell you you're going to sleep better if you have our pillow.
Oh,
go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028 and find out what we're talking about. Find out why it's been selected the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow because of that patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. Because of the 10-year warranty, because of the 69 money-back guarantee, because it stays cool so there's no tossing and turning. The thing's machine washable and dryable, non-allergenic. It is fantastic. You're going to love it. And right now, because of this official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation designation, we got a two-for-one deal for you. That's right. It's a two-for-one special that will not last forever, so don't wait another day. Go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Get a great deal. It is another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with the folks from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department about a new proposal for 2015 in which deer hunters would get one license. That's right. That's it. And limit a license to just one per hunter. So we're going to talk about that. Many of you have wanted to comment on that since Jeb was here last. We look forward to those calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd up in the oil patch listening on KTGO 1090 Radio wanted to comment on something that Tom Fryer had to say earlier. Go ahead, Todd.
Good morning, Scott. I just want to give a shout-out for the family. That's what it's all about, and I want to give a shout-out to my wife. She had the insight that when we were raising our three little girls, we farm and ranch, run a trucking company, and she said, I'll help you gladly in the field, run equipment, but I want to be home when the bus pulls in the yard. And I kind of poo-pooed that idea at the onset, but I see now, standing back and watching, we have three beautiful daughters, adults, one's married, and that's what it's all about. They brought their friends home because my wife engaged all that. She was there to listen to them, tell her what was going on. Gee, Johnny sent me a note, or this happened in school, or we're doing this, or we're doing that. Somebody was there. And it's different. A little bit for the farm sector. You don't have those kind of opportunities in the city. I mean, the mother can be there or the dad can be there, but we engage them in chores outside. We work together side by side, and now they're all three of them are active in our farm operation. They come back to the farm as young ladies, and they're taking over the farm. And so I guess that's what it's all about. I'm hoping that we've done everything that we can do and that they're going to be good stewards of the land and be productive women and contribute to society. And so
It's a great story, Todd, and I'm glad you shared it. And, you know, it is, you sort of get caught up in the swirl of day-to-day news cycles and, sometimes don't sit back and realize the importance of something so basic, which is why I applaud the North Dakota Family Alliance for asking for and then ultimately promoting these family weeks over these last 8 years, because it's a great reset and a good reminder for you to do just exactly what you did today for many of our listeners. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Scott. Keep up the good work. I really enjoy the show.
Well, thank you very much for that. Appreciate the call, and thank your wife for us. That's a neat story, Todd. It is. And, you know, what is amazing is that, you know, sometimes just out of inertia and doing what others do or the quest for, you know, a bigger house or more cars or more stuff, that decision that your wife made gets set aside in favor of other things. And didn't happen in your case. And, I mean, everybody has a different situation, but I think that's a good one. And one we at least at a minimum can say, what a great choice. What a great story. Appreciate the call a bunch. All right, let's chat about a recent decision by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeb Williams is with us. He's the new chief of wildlife at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. They have a proposed plan allowing deer hunters just one deer license in 2015. A lot of folks have called in about that. Jeb, I think that decision came down a day or two after you were on the air last, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it last time you were here. So invited you back to welcome calls, questions, and comments on that or any of these, any issue really for Game and Fish. Obviously, we're into the, I think we had you on the air a couple of days before the deer opener, and now we're into the deer season a little bit and continuing down the pheasant side as well. So there's plenty of topics for folks to want to call in and ask Game and Fish about it. We certainly welcome those today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Welcome back, Jeb. How you doing?
I'm doing well this morning, Scott. I sure appreciate the invite back, and good to visit with you and be here.
So bring us inside this decision and the actual proposal, what it would do.
You bet. I'd be more than happy to walk you through that, Scott. When we visited a couple weeks ago, of course, we hadn't released, you know, the proposal yet, and you know, there were some reasons for that. We wanted to release the proposal pretty much right before deer season. We wanted to make sure that get a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people engaged in the discussion that of course have been engaged in the last couple of years as we've been talking about this issue quite frequently. But we wanted we knew that with deer season that people would obviously be talking about deer and talking about the proposal, and then we have the upcoming advise board meetings, because again, this is just a proposal. It was based on some of the comments that we heard from individuals, again, over the last several years, and then especially last year when we hosted 8 special deer discussion meetings across the state to talk about a variety of issues, and one of them being license allocation, the issue that we've recently talked about with the proposal. And so we have the upcoming advise board meetings on the 24th and 25th of this month, and then the 1st and 2nd of December. And all those dates, times, locations are on our website, and we encourage a lot of people to attend the meetings to have a good discussion about this issue. And we already have had good discussion about this issue. I've received numerous emails, numerous phone calls, and I've been able to have a really good discussion with a lot of people, and I think it's a good opportunity for everybody to understand both sides of the issues a little bit better. This is no doubt an issue that people feel very passionate about, and for good reason. There are some very passionate people in North Dakota when it comes to the outdoors, and we've had a system in place for the last number of years that has given people an opportunity to participate in a lot of different areas of fall deer hunting. You can literally, by the end of August, participate in deer hunting in the beginning part of January, and there are some people that have taken full advantage of that. The issue, the bottleneck that our department has ran into is that we are issuing the lowest number of deer licenses since 1980. We have still a lot of people that want to participate in the deer season, and that's a challenge for us. Last year, for example, Scott, we had close to 11,000 people who had multiple deer licenses and close to 30,000 that didn't receive anything at all. And so the question becomes a little louder during those lean years and those tough times. And there's some people on one hand that just say, hey, that just does not make any sense in the world to me when you can have certain people with multiple licenses and you have so many people with no opportunity at all. I mean, isn't there a better way to spread that opportunity to, you know, have a distribution of tags a little bit better than what the system provides for? And then, of course, you have other people who feel differently, too, and say, hey, everybody has that same opportunity. People can purchase a bow license just like I've been able to purchase a bow license and pursue that opportunity. But that also presents some challenges and issues for the department. When I just got done talking about how 1980 we're comparing it to, as far as this year, the lowest number of deer licenses since 1980. Well, there's some things that we didn't have in 1980 that we have now. We're issuing 3 times as many landowner gratis licenses right now than when we were in 1980. We're issuing 4 times as many archery licenses as we did in 1980. We're now allocating approximately 4,000 youth licenses available to individuals. And so there's more stress on that deer herd, and there's a lot of people that want to participate. So again, it brings the question to the forefront is the system that we have in place, we know, isn't a bad one. We know it's not a bad system, but should there be adjustments made to it during these tough, lean years as far as deer numbers go? And again, still a strong interest from the hunting public that wants to participate. So that's the discussion we're wanting to have, and I feel pretty confident we're going to get that discussion at the advisory board meeting.
And, you know, I was actually surprised because obviously with the numbers down, you'd think that the folks would say, well, okay, you know, this will mean at least more people will get them. Numbers obviously are cyclical and hopefully come back, but in the meantime, at least you'll spread the love a little bit. Most of the feedback we've gotten has been negative, saying that it won't fix anything, and being against it. But I see from some of the stories on this, the feedback you had been getting was that folks didn't feel the system was equitable in distributing license now, right? So this idea just didn't come out of thin air. You've gotten the feedback that says the current system is not equitable, am I right?
Oh, that's very true, Scott. I mean, this issue goes back to, I mean, there is a fair amount of people in North Dakota who didn't feel that the system was equitable even when we had high deer numbers. And the situation then was more at buck licenses. I mean, if people would have two or three buck licenses, some have none. And so the issue, though, has intensified because now it's just the ability to participate in deer hunting. And so
more coming up on the other side of the break with Jeb Williams from North Dakota Game and Fish. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome as well. Go ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hit the road. We fill up the PetroServe USA stores. You can fill up in the shadow of the capital in Bismarck and Mandan, or all kinds of points east of Bismarck, Mandan, all the way up and down I-94 into Minnesota as well, and up and down I-29. So check them out at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. We're continuing our conversation now with Jeff Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. One question on the table, a new proposal for 2015 that would allow deer hunters just one deer license per year starting in 2015. Some calls piling up, so we'll get to those in just a moment here. But, Jeff, I want to give you a chance to finish your question, your answer, rather, to my question before the hour, that this idea was really the product of feedback that came to the department saying that the current system, given the little numbers, was not equitable, right?
Yeah, that's something, again, that we've been hearing, you know, for a while, especially now with very low deer numbers and high deer hunting interest. But, you know, like I said before the break, Scott, there was also that discussion previously when we had high deer numbers and people felt that, it was more of an issue then, of course, with the allocation of buck licenses, where you would have, you know, a fair amount of people receiving 2 to 3 buck licenses and a fair amount more people not receiving anything at all in the form of buck licenses. And so, you know, the department, you know, understood the, you know, the argument at that point in time, the discussion, but it was something that, you know, we always felt comfortable with the system that was in place at that time. We felt that there was good opportunity for people. The department doesn't look at deer season as far as managing for big bucks, that type of thing. We know there's going to be some different opportunity for people out there, and they can take advantage of it. But we felt there was enough opportunity out there for people with a number of deer licenses available for everyone to participate. And so, but it makes it a little bit tougher now when it's the simplicity of it, that we just have a lot of people that want to participate in deer hunting, not necessarily even worried about a buck license now. They just have close to 30,000 people that want to participate in deer hunting in a deer gun season, and they've been having to sit out. And so it just, again, intensifies the discussion a little bit, and I think it's a fair thing for our agency to do is when we are in lean times, low deer numbers, ask a question: is the current system adequate? And you know, we've done that, asked the public that last winter, and we're going to be asking them that again with the proposal the department has released.
All right, let's take some calls. Rick in Kindred, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. Rick, go ahead for Jeff Williams.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for your time. My question is: you'd mentioned earlier that they're lean deer numbers. How do you count those deer? I mean, how do you know whether you have 100,000 or 10,000 deer out there?
Well, we have a couple different survey mechanisms, and I guess, you know, when I'm talking about, you know, lean deer numbers, it's more in the form of, you know, license allocation. We know that overall throughout the state, the deer population is lower than what most people would like. And then, of course, that equates into license allocation. So we issued the lowest number of licenses this year since 1980. And, you know, we do that in the form of a variety of things. We do it in the form of aerial surveys during the winter months. We do it in the form of hunter harvest questionnaires. We do it in the form of discussions with landowners regarding deer depredation, in the form of discussions with the public at a variety of different public meetings. And so there's a variety of different things that go into that, but the majority of things obviously all point downward when we're talking about the trend of deer numbers in North Dakota.
So there's no exact or even a really, really close number of the deer population. It's just a very rough estimate based on information?
For each one of our winter survey blocks, of course, you know, we could give you exact counts for those different survey blocks. But for a statewide population, wildlife management is not an exact science as far as coming up with an exact number. What wildlife management does, it looks at trend information over the years, and having the same survey methods and the same data collection that you use over years is a good mechanism for determining trends when it comes to you know, wildlife populations. And so you know, there's not any state that could give you their exact deer number when you ask for a specific number, but there's no doubt you're trying to gather data that looks at trend information to determine whether that deer trend is increasing or decreasing, staying the same, those types of things.
So you said aerial. How is that? I mean, could you explain more on the aerial?
You bet. We have 37 wintering blocks that we have in North Dakota that our big game biologists fly. And those are, you know, again, areas that have been flown for, you know, 50 to 60 years, and you gather that good, consistent data that are areas in the state that we know deer congregate and deer winter in. And, again, it provides good, consistent information to go along with other information to help determine what kind of trend you're looking at in deer populations.
Appreciate the call, Rick. We're going to keep moving here. Steve, southbound on I-29, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, good morning. Couple of things, just throw in my two cents on it. I think significant changes to the current system would be detrimental and short-sighted. I mean, long-term, you want the population to grow. I know there's barriers to that, CRP and other things. But if you look at, you know, evaluating, you call it, quote, deer hunting, and the folks that are committed to bow hunting, and I usually buy a bow tag. I don't bow hunt. I haven't bow hunted in years. I just do it because for the management aspect of it, give some money to the department. But it's a much bigger commitment to try to take a deer, whether it's a buck or a doe, with a bow and arrow than it is with a rifle. That's not taking anything against the rifle hunters, but help tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't the success rate in North Dakota in the firearms season in excess of 60%? So when you issue a rifle tag, the probability of ending up with a dead deer is quite high, whereby issuing a whole bunch of bow tags, you're going to end up with fewer deer harvested. Now, I know there's some injury, you know, I'm sure more deer get wounded with bows or maybe a higher percentage or something, but the commitment to bow hunting and rifle hunting are two different things, and to compare them apples to apples, who's got bow tags, who's got rifle tags, I don't think is equitable in the comparing, you know, deer harvested to deer harvested against each weapon. Would I be wrong?
No, Steve. I think you bring up some good points, and that's one of the reasons that we still offer the any deer anywhere over the counter archery license. Anybody can. We're still offering that in the proposal. All we're saying is that in the proposal, it looks at an individual that you might have to make a choice somewhere along the line. If you go into the lottery and you are drawn, say for example in a gun unit. And if you're successful in drawing that license, you can use that license in that unit during the archery season, fill it with legal archery equipment, and then if you don't fill it during the archery season, you have the ability to do that in the rifle season, just obviously like you have the ability to do it right now. If you're not drawn in the lottery, then you can still purchase that bow license. So we do treat archery license different because of what you just said. Last year, the success rate for archery was 29%. The success rate for rifle hunters was 53%. And so you're right. There's no doubt, and that's how we continue to manage deer in North Dakota is essentially through the rifle and through our unitized management of deer in North Dakota. But that's you know, some of the questions that come up is that, you know, people continuously ask if the archery hunters should be included in the deer management equation because they're really not right now due to the over-counter archery tag they can be issued.
Thanks for that question, Steve. We've gotten that one a lot, actually, from folks. Another Steve in Bismarck listening on 550 KFAR. Get to you next for Jeb Williams of Game & Fish.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here for the good people of A Chase on the Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. As the holiday season begins, let's be honest, it can get a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress, like the Griswold Christmas Package, perfect for some of my flag associates, or the Christmas Breakaway Package. All of the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities, far too many to mention. So go to the website, chaseonthelake.com, click on Packages, New Year's Eve Package, Spa Package, Ice Fishing Packages, and right back to that Griswold Christmas Package, which I can tell you involves an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, too. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website. Click on Packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com, Packages. If you choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Great member benefits if you go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And you can save money buying your next vehicle. You can save money on cell phone plans. You can save money on trips. Check it out, ndfb.org, under the benefits link at their website. All right, rolling on in our conversation now with Jeb Williams from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. He's the new chief of the Wildlife Division there, answering your questions on the proposed new plan allowing deer hunters just one license in 2015 or anything else on your mind for Game and Fish. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Also welcome your email questions, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And Steve, listening on 550K Fire in Bismarck, has a question. Go ahead, Steve, for Jeb Williams.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Two quick questions that I'll float by you, and then I'll hang up and wait for your response. The first is, sir, what's the mandate from the legislature? Is the Game and Fish mandate to ensure equitable distribution of licenses, or is it to maintain the health and vitality of wildlife in the state? And two, in the proposal, you mentioned 1980 numbers, such as the landowner gratis tag is up four times what it was in 1980. In the proposal, if it goes through, does that mean that the landowner gratis tags will count for that one tag that Game and Fish is allowing, or will they also be allowed to apply for a deer license or purchase an archery license in addition to their gratis tag?
I'll answer your second question first. The landowner, an individual landowner, will still, the gratis license will still be as is. The individual landowner can still apply as a unitized license. And if they do not receive that license, they're still eligible to receive that gratis license. But they will only be able to receive one license, whether it's their gratis license, whether it's their rifle license, whether it's a muzzleloader license, or whether it's an archery license. I mean, that landowner will be the same as anyone else, except that they have that opportunity at a gratis license. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your first question, the state legislature, of course, doesn't mandate us as far as anything when it comes to, you know, lottery or anything like that. The state legislature has said, though, in the past that, you know, each individual in North Dakota shall only receive one deer gun license. And the reason, the way we've been able to do that is by declaring concurrent seasons and allowing people additional gun licenses, those types of things. And so the Game and Fish Department, by obviously, you know, our goal of looking after the deer herd in North Dakota, but also looking at the opportunities for the public, which we like to do through plots, which we like to do through boat ramps, which we like to do in the deer gun lottery in the early 90s by providing the bonus point system and looking at the fairness issues. We do have some responsibility in looking at making sure that we're providing as many opportunities to the public as possible.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Ryan in Bismarck listening on K-Fire. Next for Jeb Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I just had a question. Over the last, 4 years now, how have deer numbers been, and have they gradually decreased? Because 4 years ago, I was able to buy surplus tags, up to 1,400 tags if I wanted, from North Dakota Game and Fish. Now, 3 years ago, there was a specialty season for does beginning and after the regular rifle season if I wanted. So I guess if deer numbers are at the lowest they've ever been, how is it 3 years ago after, four bad winters that I was still able to do that if I'm taking that many deer out of the herd of a reducing number?
Well, that it gets back to the issue, Ryan, of, you know, the 38 units in North Dakota, and we still have three units in the Southwest that are actually above management objectives in North Dakota. However, the majority of other units in North Dakota are greatly below our management objectives. And so, you know, that gives us the flexibility and the ability in North Dakota to manage some of those different areas, you know, more intensely and some of the areas less intensely. And we have utilized special antlerless only, you know, seasons in some of these areas where we've experienced high deer numbers, and those in that area that you're referring to is still experiencing above management objectives when it comes to, to deer in the Southwest part of the state. And so, over the last 7 years, actually, though, the department has overall statewide reduced deer licenses in North Dakota pretty drastically. In 2007, we were issuing close to 150,000 deer licenses. And then, of course, this year we issued 48,000 deer licenses.
And then I guess I had a second question about party applications for out-of-staters. Will that change at all? Well, you know, the five non-residents who apply, when they all get the archery buck tag, will they all still get it?
For the any, are you talking about the any archery, the draw, the lottery for non-residents?
For non-residents and their party applications.
Yeah, nothing will change. For non-residents will, you know, again, be held to the same, thing as residents, where they will only be allowed one deer license in North Dakota. And, of course, that, you know, can be in a variety of different ways. The gun licenses for non-residents are restricted to 1%. The any archery licenses are restricted to 15% of the previous year's mule deer license allocation. And then last year we sold approximately 1,800 over-the-counter non-resident whitetail licenses. And so they will still have an opportunity at those, but they'll only be able to receive one.
All right. Thank you for your time.
You bet, Ryan.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Let's see who's next here. Jim, on the oil patch, listening to KTGO, had a question about crossbow usage. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. My question is, can you use a crossbow during the deer archery season, or can you use it during the rifle deer season, or is it just eliminated?
You can use it during the deer rifle season. That was changed two legislative sessions ago. That's always been an interesting discussion about crossbows in North Dakota. I think that the department and I know North Dakota Bowhunters Association have never been in favor of crossbows being legalized during the legal archery season. Like Steve, a previous caller, had brought up that the success rate for archery differs a fair amount from rifle, and that's understood. I think when you enter crossbows into that scenario, then you start having to look at archery licenses a heck of a lot differently as far as how those archery licenses would be regulated and managed, and it guaranteed they would not be over the counter archery licenses and statewide any deer, any sex, any species, throughout the state, if crossbows were allowed to be a legal weapon during the archery season.
Well, okay. All right, thank you.
You bet.
No,
appreciate the call. Jim, thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Jeb Williams is with us, Chief of the Wildlife Division with North Dakota Game and Fish. If you have a question or comment, have at it. He'll be here for a few more minutes. 800-228-0550. Lance is up in Tioga listening to KTGO. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have a couple quick questions. The first one is I live in Unit 3A1, which is a big unit, and in this unit in the last two deer seasons, they've only issued 50 doe tags for this unit, which I'm not disputing because this being a deer up in this area is becoming a rarity, a live one anyways. My question is why issue any doe tags in this unit when the numbers are that low? If you can only issue 50 doe tags, why bother at all? And then the second question would be, is in these units where the deer numbers are so stressed right now, why not go with a buck-only gratis tag in these units and maybe keep a few extra does still living at the end of the season? So I guess those are my main two questions. One quick comment is I'd recommend no out-of-state deer tags until this deer population rebounds. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the question, and I'll do my best to answer all of them here. I guess starting from your first one, and 3A1, you're correct. The deer numbers in that area have been no doubt slim, and the antlerless licenses were reduced to 50. And one of the reasons that, to date anyway, we have not closed any of the deer seasons with antlerless licenses, because we have done that with mule deer, of course. And the white-tail mule deer are a little different creature. I mean, they have different reproductive rates. White-tail deer can be can reproduce quicker. The likelihood of having doubles is usually higher than mule deer, and so the reproductive rate differs a little bit. And one of the things with keeping a small amount of doe licenses on the landscape is, you know, surprising as this is to certain individuals, there are some landowners in every unit of the state who at times experience what they might consider to be too many deer. And so this still gives an opportunity for an individual landowner to address the problem within a unit, albeit a very small amount of licenses. But if an individual landowner has some issues and wanted to try to take care of those issues before the heart of the winter goes, there is an opportunity for that individual landowner to do that. But having said that, if we continue to see the decrease that we are and success rates are not improving, our aerial deer surveys are not showing the increase of deer, I mean, that will be a question that will be, raised more internally with the department, is are there some complete closures needed in different parts of the state? And so, I think that's a fair question. The non-resident issue that you brought up, I mean, I'm not going to pretend that North Dakota does it perfectly. I think every state, kind of walks that line as far as trying to determine a good amount of non-resident opportunity while also making sure to really take care of resident hunters as well. And we recognize in North Dakota that a lot of sportsmen go out of state hunting. And so I think a person just has to be a little bit careful in recognizing that people like to go out of state as well, and they want to be treated fairly. They don't want to be gouged real bad. And so at what point do you find that balance of still allowing some non-residents, some previous family members to come back to North Dakota and hunt while not putting out any residents that spend the 12 months out of the year here and do all the things they do here, provide the infrastructure for the state that we have. So, that brings another component into it when you talk about completely shutting out non-residents at this point in time, when really it's fairly minimal as far as the amount of licenses that they're given, especially when you're talking about the deer gun licenses.
All right, Lance, hope we got your question answered there. And a couple of them, Dale and Fort Rice and Adrian and Bismarck waiting to weigh in as well. We'll need to take those on the other side of the break after a short timeout. Our guest, Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department today. Lots of calls, as always, when we have our friends from North Dakota Game and Fish joining us on What's on Your Mind. Love getting you the answers right here. 800-228-0550. One more segment to go on a Tuesday edition of the program. Straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, where sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? A question we ask every Tuesday on our North Dakota Farm Bureau-sponsored edition of What's on Your Mind. And Cole, a farmer from a former livestock production specialist, wants to talk about what farmers do for their livestock when the weather turns cold. Cole?
As the temperature drops, farmers and ranchers make sure that the livestock have adequate nutrition available to them via feed sources and other supplements. Also, they make sure that the cattle and other livestock have fresh water available at all times. In the summer months, when it's warm, cattle need water to keep cool, and in the winter months, water is also needed to keep warm. Livestock producers also make sure that their animals are protected from the elements, especially the wind during the harsh winters we face here in North Dakota. As calving season approaches, starting usually in early January, producers do walkthroughs of their herds to make sure that the cows are kept out of the elements and the calves are kept warm. Herd checks and updates are done regularly to ensure good health of the animals throughout the season.
Thanks, Cole. Find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers at NDFE.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. We're also brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of that ET Ag Center, your local source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. And while High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer, these ag centers have parts for any sprayer. No matter what you're looking for. And by the way, they have a few used sprayers still available as well. Check those out. 1,000 to 1,500 gallon capacity. Good time for bargains. Big 90-foot booms on them. Check those out at highplainsapache.com. That's the website, highplainsapache.com. Sprayer Central, one focus. That's it. Sprayers at High Plains Apache, Mandan, and Fargo, too. Jeb Williams is with us from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and we have one final segment, a couple of calls, actually a lot of calls waiting, so we're going to go as quick as we can to everybody that's waiting to get you in your deal, and Fort Rice been waiting the longest, listening on K-Fire. Quick questions, quick answers, we'll go as quickly as we can in the remaining minutes here. Dale, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a problem with shooting deer a half hour after sunset. It's too dark to tell what species it is, whether it's a buck or doe. I just think it's not a good practice. I had some guys here shooting offhand 440 yards in the dark, and I asked them, what are you shooting at? We have any doe license. I said, what if there's a little buck in the bunch? You can't tell from here. Luckily, the guys weren't good enough shots to even chase them off the field. I want an answer on a half hour after sunset.
Yeah, well, good to hear from you, Dale. Unfortunately, I don't have a great answer for you. I mean, it's been something that, you know, our deer hunting in North Dakota has always been a half hour before and a half hour after.
No, it has not always been that way. They just did this to get the deer numbers down. They got the numbers down. Now it's time to go back to sunset.
Okay, well, I guess put it this way: as long as I've been hunting deer, it's been that way. I don't know, you know, the exact the exact date of when something like that would have changed or not, but it hasn't been any different for a number of years.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Well, all right, Dale, thanks for sharing your opinion. Appreciate that. Got to keep moving here. Adrian and Bismarck, go ahead for Jeb.
Yeah, I was just curious if the Game and Fish has considered possibly moving gun season off of the rut to try to bring herd numbers back up.
You know, that's been a common suggestion over the last number of years, and again, it gets to be a fairly highly debated question. There's no doubt that the department could issue more buck licenses if the season was away from the rut. But usually, most of the discussions that I've been on, whether it be at public meetings when this discussion issue gets brought up, is that majority of people are comfortable with it being the way it is. But yeah, there certainly is some validity to that there could be more buck licenses issued if the deer gun season was moved away from the rut.
Appreciate it, Adrian. Heard that from others as well. Jack and Harvey listening on K-Fire. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question I have is obviously, dealing with the issue of number of licenses is one portion of the equation, but what is the department doing to work with other state federal agencies and like the Ag Department and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, others, to actually promote and gun clubs and sportsmen's groups to actually promote more habitat and more deer numbers? What's the situation there? Thank you.
You bet, and that's a great question, and that's obviously the question that is the most important one, because can the landscape support, you know, the number of deer that people have expectations for? And there's no doubt that there's been some changes to our landscape, and the department continues to work with all of our partners possible. Outdoor Heritage Fund, for example, for one, we've received two grants from the Outdoor Heritage Fund, and we're going to continue to be working through those avenues. We continue to have federal partners, you know, with different federal programs, farm bill programs that, come down to where the department can hopefully incentivize, you know, some of these more conservation practices on landscapes where individual landowners have, you know, they just maybe recognize that there's going to be some portion of this area that's going to be good for farming. Another portion, you know, might be better off in something else because they kind of struggled to get a crop off it and those types of things. And so every day we have, you know, Kevin Kadings, our private lands coordinator, and does a tremendous job of looking at all those different avenues and trying to, you know, get as many incentives out there as possible when working with private landowners to set some different areas aside that might be beneficial for their operation and then, of course, benefit wildlife as well.
All right, so we're out of time, but we want to encourage folks to continue to let their voice be heard on this and more of the meetings coming up, right, Jim?
Exactly. 24th and 25th of this month and the 1st and 2nd, we look forward to a good discussion with people at our statewide advisory board meetings.
All right, circle those dates on the calendar, 24th and 25th. Appreciate it very much. Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, our guest. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls, but we'll have him back regularly on What's on Your Mind, part of the program. All right, we're out of time. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. Thank you for listening. Join us again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8GB 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plant a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.